Well, this is Dolores, and I'm with the lovely Robert. Say hi.
Hello.
How do you
find... I don't know that I'm that lovely to you.
Well, you're lovely to me. I love you. Thanks for coming along to our forum tonight.
No, at all, but a bit of free wine, and, you know, I couldn't refuse, really.
Always gets people out.
Absolutely.
Why do you use audio, though?
Oh, why do I use it now, or why did I start using it?
Yeah, why did you start using it?
Okay, I started using it because it was there, and it looked like an interesting app, and I've been looking for somewhere to host some guide dog training diaries that I had recorded a year before when I trained with my guide dog Vance, who's now looking up at us.
Yes, snipping my fingers.
Absolutely, I think somebody's been feeding him.
I'm sorry, it won't happen again. I've been told.
Good.
I'm sorry. The dog's so beautiful then. She was looking at me with those great big eyes.
He does that.
Every time I had a sausage.
Well, he does that, and you know, one of our lawyers at work started feeding him crisps.
No, that's bad.
It was bad. Don't. You're not going to get anything else.
Anyway, carry on.
The important question, though, why did I start using it? Partly it was to find a home for my guide dog training diaries, and partly it was because the app looked interesting, and around that time, the UK sound map started doing its stuff, and I thought that was quite fun. I'll go and record lots of different places. And
oh, that's right. That was the sound survey, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And so I did about 200 boos for that, actually.
Wow.
I became quite addicted to doing it. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I did a bit of student radio when I was at university, and I rather missed it, and I quite liked hearing my voice heard somewhere.
Yes, we do, don't we, us radio people?
So I think at the end of the day, it was just a surrogate radio station, really.
Okay. No, that makes sense, actually.
And 611 booze later.
Do you hear that? 611. Tell me why it's easy for blind and visually impaired people to use audio, though.
I mean, I think it depends on the platform that you're using. You're certainly talking from the position of somebody using the iPhone app. It works very well with the built-in screen reader on the iPhone, VoiceOver. There are very few functions on it which sound odd, that are difficult to use. And my experience in the past is that when things were flagged as being difficult, Audioboom were very quick to change them and to make it more accessible. And I think that's really, really important, and it's a breath of fresh air, frankly. So many app developers don't really care about it, don't care about accessibility, and I think Audioboom has shown that they do care about it, and as a result, they have quite a following from visually impaired users.
We have loads of visually impaired users, and I love that.
I'm proud of that. I like to think that I have a little bit to do with the fact that you've got a lot of visually impaired users, because I went on the In Touch program on Radio 4 last year and talked about how brilliant Audioboom was.
Wow.
And so was on national radio talking about Audioboom, and I maybe it's just sort of egocentric within me, but whenever I find new visually impaired users of Audioboom and look back at when they started booing, and it's somewhere around May, June last year, I think, oh, you know, did they join because they heard my item?
That's fantastic. I wish I could pay you for doing that. Hold on, how much money have I got?
You're paying me in Pinot Noir.
Yes, I am. Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir that I can't find now.
Yeah, that's the one. So what would you say to... I mean, for me, we were saying, weren't we? People say you can't make friends on social media sites. I think that's rubbish. Especially since finding Audioboom myself and working for Audioboom. What do you think?
I think it really depends on what you mean by friend a lot of the time. But I don't think I've... Until Audioboom, I don't think I've found anybody through other means, through Twitter or Facebook, that I didn't really know that I would converse with. But I think Audioboom is really different in this. I think the fact that you're actually hearing people talking for themselves, it's very real, it's very raw and live, that you can sort of make up your mind. It sounds awful, but you can make up your mind quite quickly about whether this is somebody that you want to talk to more, whether you don't, or whether they've got interesting things to say or whether they haven't. And I think there is, you can really build quite a strong bond, I think, with people through this medium. And there are a couple, well, there are a few people now who I talk to through direct messages and audio boo, who are in other countries and who I wouldn't have been speaking to otherwise. I think you.
Do you have a lot of American followers? I've got quite a few Americans.
I've gained some in recent times. I have to say there is a bit of a visually impaired network going. So when you add visually impaired followers yourself, you end up with more visually impaired.
Yes, you do, because I've got like 78 followers, and I'm absolutely certain, if I counted them, this is just a guesstimation, but I reckon at least 3/4 of my followers are blind.
Well, I would say probably about half of mine are, but but it's tapping into a network that existed there before in some ways, that if you meet a visually impaired person, chances are they will know somebody who knows another visually impaired person across the table.
Yes.
It happens, and obviously audio boo naturally attracts visually impaired people because of the format, because it's very accessible, and so I think it's quite natural in a way that the visually impaired network has ended up sort of hinging off audio.
We love it. Well, listen, thanks for doing your interview and bigging us up on the, what was it, Radio, BBC Radio 4?
It was on Radio 4, absolutely, on In Touch about a year ago.
Oh, I wonder if we could get hold of the link and redo it.
It was republished. It is somewhere on audio boot. I can't remember who reposted it. It may have been reposted by Mr. Rock himself. I can't remember. But
I'm going to find it.
But he certainly knows. He'll get a point in the right direction.
I'll find it and I'll feature it.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. I have to say, I was featured for the first time in my 600 odd booths about a week ago. I was starting to give up hope of ever being featured, and I was finally featured when I did a boo of Murderball at the Paralympics.
Oh yes, I remember that one. God, that was loud.
It was very loud. You couldn't really hear anybody speaking, could you?
No, but you felt as if you were there.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I can still feel it now.
It's still buzzing. Thanks very much.
Thank you.